You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, how do you sum up this weekend, this series?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to describe, you know. Tough, frustrating, but we got to turn the page, you know. We got to keep going. We got to find a way to start getting the victory here. That wasn't a good showing there. They pretty much outplayed us.
I know you guys talk about like the belief in the team, the belief that the team is better than what they're showing. But how hard does it get to keep saying it just when the results aren't there on the field?
Yeah, we got to go out and do it. You know, we want to keep saying it. But the bottom line is we got to go out and do it. You know, I want to keep saying we got the talent, we got the players, but until we start playing better and getting the job done, we continue to believe in the guys, and we will. It's tough. I know it's tough right now. It's very frustrating. We're all very frustrated, but we got to keep going. We got to keep going. Nobody said it was going to be easy.
That was a couple months ago. This team had a 5-something game lead in the NLEs. Now it's down to 5 back. How do you just describe the state of things over the last couple of months even?
We haven't played well for quite a bit now, and that's what happens, We can't be looking at the standings. We got to start getting the job done, that simple. I mean, we can sit here and start, looking back. There's not looking back, I said, we got to get the job done. And we will. We'll turn it around.
To David Diaz, what do you think of the pitch selection and just the way the pitch was that last at up?
Yeah, I mean, they continue to put together some really good at-bats, I feel like we were in position to win that game once you get to the eighth and you got the two big boys ready to go there. And, they got to Hastley and they got to Sugar there, a breaking ball down and in, and he was able to hit it out of the ballpark.
You mentioned the eighth. Was there any thought to bringing in Diaz since he hasn't pitched all week for two?
No. You got an elite guy, guy that 49 save last year, right? Once he struck out Lockridge with a 9-hole hitter, the thought process there, I didn't want to bring Diaz there with a potential double steal there. Now you got the potential go-ahead in scoring position. They, knowing this team and how teams are aggressive with Diaz, so with two outs, I gave Hastley a chance there, so...
I think this was Diaz's maybe his third appearance in 2 weeks. Something like, do you worry at all that he's not getting to pitch enough?
No. I mean, this is a guy that knows himself. He understands there's going to be stretches where, this is going to happen. There's going to be stretches where we're going to start winning games and we're going to rely on him a lot. We haven't been in position to use him. But I don't think so.
What have you thought? Manaea struggled in those middle innings today. He had a rough outing last time. Are you really waiting to see the guy you saw last year here?
Yeah, we're all waiting. And he'll be the first one that tells you, he's having a hard time, especially that second, third time through, Looks like hitters are making adjustments, and overall, you got to give this team credit, man. Like, they put together some really good at-bat. They put the ball in play. I thought that inning, they kept falling off pitches, and they made them work, They controlled the strike zone. They made them work.
Carl Swishaw, he's relying mostly on 2 pitches right now. And seems like when he gets around the 65, 70 pitch mark last few starts, things start to spiral down for him. How concerning is that? How much confidence do you have that with those 2 pitches you can get through the second, third time?
We saw it last year. He was using 3 pitches, like the fastball at the top, the sweeper, and the changeup. That third pitch is going to need that one, especially when that second time he's not getting swing and misses with the fastball at the top. As far as concerning, I trust him, He's had success. He was a huge part for us last year, and we got to get him going, and we will. But right now, he's having a hard time.
How difficult was that to navigate for the bullpen, going to Rodgers 3 days in a row,
We saw Rodgers 3rd day in a row, we're asking a lot of the bullpen, and you know, we opened with Garrett, and before you know it, he's pitching in the fifth inning, you know. Rayleigh went two ups on Friday. He's not available yesterday, and then we're asking him to pitch a full inning today. You know, we got to get our starters going.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.